Hello, it's Rich Wilson aboard Great American 3, day after Christmas, December 26th. Our position is 49 degrees 06 minutes south and 116 degrees 35 minutes east. That means we've passed one additional mark of the course, which is Cape Lewin, which is on the southwest corner of Australia. And they were supposed to leave that to port, and we did. And we passed the longitude of Cape Lewin probably middle of the afternoon, it being dark out and nighttime now here, the other side of the world. Still blowing. It's actually diminished, finally. For about 6 hours, we have down to 30 to 35 knots of wind from our normal 40 to 45 knots of wind. And so actually it got down even into the 20s there briefly, and then a few squalls came through up to 42, 44 again, which put away any notion of trying to struggle with the third reef in the main again for 6 hours or so before things change back. We got another blow coming through tomorrow. I was talking with Johnny Malvin on Artemis late this afternoon, and for him as well, it's all just a blur. I can't remember really how many gales we've had, how long this has been going on. It's been 4 or 5 days, it seems, and maybe 2 more days of it to go. So boats are getting pounded, everybody's tired. And talked with Derek Hatfield today as well, and same thing, nobody getting enough sleep or getting enough to eat. So last night, Christmas night back in Boston, and it was probably early this morning here. Spoke with Mom and my sisters in Lexington, and that was great. Hard to be completely festive while the boat's taking a pounding. That was part was difficult. And did make some sail changes in the night. It was very, very conservative for a while. The breeze did get down for an hour or so, a couple of hours, and we're puttering along at about 5 knots with a storm jib, and I kept thinking about the third reef in the main. Should we put that up? Should we trust the weather reports that say we're only going to get 30 knots of wind when this comes in on the other side of the front? And finally decided couldn't go puttering along at 5 knots anymore, 6 knots. Struggled with that third reef, which means you have to steer the boat upwind into the 20-foot leftover sea state with the storm jib and hoist the thing and get it up to the Lazy Jacks and get it up. And literally 20 minutes later, I had squall come through 45 knots again, and just way too much sail, and the boat can't steer. And with all that sail in the back of the boat, it's hard for the autopilot. And so spent the evening, I didn't want to fight with trying to get it down again because it's such a struggle to see if we could hold on through the night and maybe things would change. I remember just being sitting here at the chart table, sort of laid out, being very, the exertion to get the thing up was such that it sweated right through 3 layers of clothes. And of course, then they never dry, and so I just got chilled and laying out here on the chart table, and it was very difficult. I could feel myself just getting weaker, with a sleeping bag over the top, but not wanting to take a foul of the gear off because you're thinking you might have to go on deck at any moment. So it's a real precarious situation, and I'm not the only one in that. Everybody else is doing the same thing. Eventually took the third reef down when we got so much wind the boat was just rocketing along. It surfs up to 23 knots, and way too much. All it does is present risk. So eventually got that down again, and then went up with the took the storm jib down also, and then rolled out the staysail, so we had some front wheel drive rather than rear wheel drive. Makes it a lot easier on the autopilot, and we've been sailing into that all day today. I did send in a couple of pictures that should be up on the website sometime. They're pretty interesting. One is simply the group file, which is the weather and or the wind and isobar chart on the MAC-C, which is the charting program and it shows the all the isobars and how then suddenly they stop, and there's an area where there are no isobars. And I remember when I saw this file come in originally, I thought, well, there must be something strange going on there, or there must be denser lines, or it must be a different resolution or something. You have to zoom on it, and suddenly you get the rest of the isobars. But when we sailed across the last isobar, I was following on the barograph as well. And the barograph had been descending for half of a day at a pretty precarious clip. And all of a sudden, the barograph went flat, and it just has been flat, absolutely pancake level flat, since we crossed that last isobar line. And so I've never seen a low pressure system like this that has such a huge area where the barometric pressure is exactly the same. It's just a gigantic area, like this pancake low pressure system, is what I kind of dubbed it. But anyway, very odd. The two pictures are interesting to see. They should be up on the website in a day or so. We'll see what else has been going on. I bailed out a bunch of water from the forward compartments yesterday and finally crawled back into the lazarette today to take a look. Hadn't been back there for a while. Certainly while the rib situation was on, it was almost impossible to get back there. Just too difficult for Olga Corbett to get back there, I'm sure. And fortunately, I only had a half a bucket of water sloshing around in there, so that hatch on the transom is good because we've been taking a pounding with seas going into the transom in the last these last five gales. That's where the autopilots are. They're rams anyway for the pilots, and the computers are up here in the cabin. Everything seemed in order back there, so that was a great relief. Did have two autopilot alarms today, which are horrible because you don't know exactly what's going on, and suddenly there's a piercing alarm in the cabin that's on, off, and we figured out that we have a wind speed sensor problem. And sometimes it disconnects, and fortunately, if you're sailing using the wind angle as the guide for the pilot then thought, I didn't think of it, but it hasn't happened before with people calling in on the Iridium, so I don't know. But it's startling and scary, and anyway, we've had that for today, enough of that. So it looks like we have a bit of a respite to maybe 30 knots through the night rather than the 40 to 45, and then they'll be getting back up there when the next wave comes through sometime tomorrow. And so we're just going along. We're at least heading in the right direction, not going very fast at the moment, about 9 knots, at least in the right direction. And I'm going to try to take this bit of a lull to get some more food in and try to get some sleep going as well. We took two huge hits with waves today, big seas running. Johnny said he'd never seen sea state like this. He's about 100 miles from us. Big seas running, 20 to 25 foot seas cresting into the boat. And we took two big hits today, one that really knocked the boat silly, and we had things coming out of parts of the boat here that have never come apart before, and stuff coming out of pockets and boxes being overturned. I don't know how far we got knocked over, but probably 60, 70 degrees or so, and then we came back upright. The second time it happened was a little less severe, but if you're not holding on when that happens, well, you're really going to get hurt badly. And fortunately, I was in the cabin area, and I was able to hang on through that. So that's it from here. We'll give you a call tomorrow and fill you in on what's happening, but at least we are now past Cape Leeuwin. That's a big landmark. There are three of the great capes along the way that we have to go around. Cap de Bon Esperance, Cape of Good Hope, South Africa, and then Cape Leeuwin, Southwest Australia. And the next big one is quite a ways away, Cape Horn, southern tip of South America. That's a big one, because then you turn for home. So anyhow, that's good. We're overlapped with Australia now. Makes you feel, even though it's 900 miles to the north, at least you're in the ballpark of land and people. So that's a better feeling. Perhaps that's it for today. Great American 3, off and clear.